You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Boise Convention and Visitors Bureau wants to host more big conferences and conventions in the capital city. But here's the problem. Boise doesn't have many big hotels, meaning that when meeting planners, these are the folks who scope out cities and decide where to hold these large events, well, when they look at Boise, they have to consider multiple hotel contracts. And that can end up just being a big headache. So the Bureau is considering a new idea. Carrie Westergaard, the executive director of the Boise Convention and Visitors Bureau, is joining us in studio to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so currently on average, how many conferences does Boise host annually, or like, you know, or how much revenue does it bring into the city?
Well, that's a big question. As far as conventions that are multi-hotels, we probably work on about 60 with the Boise Center Convention sales staff a year. And revenue last year, just in the groups that we brought in, it was $10 million in economic impact.
Because that goes to not just the conference, but I mean people eating in the restaurants, going to, you know, entertainment venues and all of that.
Absolutely. It's everything that they would do in the area, from transportation to eating out to enjoying the whole entire area.
However, we lose out on bigger conventions to cities like Spokane, Reno, even San Diego. So talk to us about the data that your bureau has gathered that shows why planners, who, when they choose other cities, what they say the issue is regarding Boise and why they don't choose Boise.
Absolutely. We do track all that. About 11% last year stated the reason why they did not select Boise was because of the multiple hotels that they would have to contract with and work with. You can imagine that these meeting planners, they're working not just, you know, on this one conference here in Boise, they're working on up to 60 or 100 a year. And so the easier we can make that process for them, the better it is.
So with that being said, do we have enough hotel rooms to host larger conferences?
We absolutely do. And, you know, a lot of the product, the newer product that's been built, they've been, 180 rooms or less. Our largest hotel is the Riverside Hotel in Garden City. That's 300 rooms. We have the Grove Hotel with 250. But when we're talking about a conference of 800 people or 1,500 people, we need to site probably about, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 hotels.
Because you need that many hotel rooms.
Right. Each hotel, the way that it works, they're not going to give their entire set of rooms for a particular group. They'll save some for the leisure, transient, corporate traveler. So in order to package in a conference type, you definitely need all the hotel space available.
And that was going to be one of my questions, was that, okay, if you want to host these larger conferences, what happens then to the leisure traveler? Or let's say there's a wedding party coming in. I mean, you're not just knocking all of that away.
No, absolutely not. And that's why it has to be spread out, across very, a lot of different properties.
So tell me then about this innovative idea that you're thinking of. And we should note that this is something that the city of Madison, Wisconsin has already implemented, because they were losing out to conferences in like Minneapolis, Chicago, I mean, other large cities with larger hotels.
Absolutely. They had the same issue that we have. There's a couple of other places in the country that I think are also working on the solution at the same time. It came about with, the lodging community. We have such a great supportive lodging community. And since we have, this lost business reason, we were like, how can we tackle this and make this positive? And so a one contract or master contract was kind of, started. It's been about a 9-month process so far.
So what this means, explain it exactly, is that you basically have one contract for a certain number of hotel rooms, and a meeting planner can use that contract
Right.
For every hotel?
Right. So what we did, because there are certain like rates and the individual hotel blocks, that's information that we can't share amongst all the properties. So what we've created is one document that has three parts, and one part being a cover, you know, that kind of says this is how many rooms you've blocked in the entire community. The second part is general terms, and those are the terms that you find a lot of commonalities when you start to look at all these contracts that the hotels are using. And so those are that's the main part of the contract that they've all agreed to. And then there's a third part that's specific terms, and that's when we get into the individual properties' rates, their concessions. And we are going to package it all together. And I know that my team at the Convention Visitors Bureau is going to have to work harder going back and forth with the properties and the planner. But we are willing to do that for increased business to the area.
And we do have the convention space now.
Absolutely. We have the expanded. There's 86,000 square feet. So we have the space. And plus we have CenturyLink Arena that's willing to also. So that's over 100,000 square feet of meeting space in the downtown core.
What has been the feedback from hotels locally with this idea?
They've been very supportive. As you can imagine, trying to get everyone on the same page.
That's what's taken 9 months, right?
Exactly. They've been so supportive, though, in providing feedback and making some accommodations because they know it's for the greater good. And we are close. We actually have a group coming in tomorrow for a site visit that they want to, if they end up selecting Boise, they want to contract this spring. So they could be our first user group.
So you have said in the past that or your bureau has, that Boise has lost out on certain conferences. What kinds of conferences? I mean, are there specific ones that you can talk about that have been lost due to this issue?
You know, it's not a specific type. It's just been the number because it scares them away when they think they have to work with 10 different contracts. You can imagine going back and forth
yeah.
with 10 different entities when really at the end of the day, they want to accomplish, they have the same changes amongst all the contracts. So I would say it's just been more the size and the number of hotels that they've had to use.
Because I think that if you just looking at it from a person that's not in your industry, I mean, you look at where the Boise Center on the Grove is mm-hmm. and all of the hotels that surround that, you know, you think, well, there's enough. Why don't they come? But it goes back to that contract.
Right. And really, that is the biggest obstacle, because once we get them here and they see the lay of the land, they see how close everything is. It's really not the separate entities or having to walk between different hotels or the convention center. It's truly just the ease of doing business.
Do most of these conferences happen during a weekday versus a weekend when we tend to see more locals coming into downtown?
They are. I mean, it's typically a during the week conference, although we, you know, strategically, we know that the hotels could use some business on the weekends and on holidays, and we would love to, and we do try to target some of those groups that want to come in over a weekend.
And I would think that there are times that maybe why hotels are getting on board with this is you have 180 rooms, some that maybe during a week may not be that full.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a piece of the market
right.
segment, right? I mean, they definitely love and they will keep rooms open for the leisure traveler and the corporate, you know, traveler coming through. They will definitely keep rooms for them, but they love to fill their hotels and we want to help them do that.
So is this a done deal or are you almost ready to sign off on this?
So where we're at right now, we're in the final kind of going back, proofing, getting the last feedback from the hotel community, and we've reached out to meeting planners. So we have probably just a handful of planners that we work with on an ongoing basis on different group business, and they're kind of giving us their feedback as well. So you know, we're just coming to terms. I would say we're, you know, we'll be able to use it for this group if this group selects Boise this spring.
And how many conferences do you think, if this does happen, that you see coming to Boise? Just, you know, a not a pipe dream number,
right.
but like a realistic number.
Well, you know, that's a hard question, a difficult question. I would say if we can convert any of that 11% that selected, you know, another location. I mean, we send out, last year, my team alone worked on over 300 requests for proposals for business in Boise. And of course, they don't all select Boise, but if we can convert, you know, 5% more, it would be a great success.
Because that monetarily converts into
millions.
Millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
Before I let you go, I want to switch gears a little bit because you have an award ceremony coming up. This is called the Rose Award. So for people who aren't familiar with it, tell us what it is really quickly.
Yes, thank you so much. It's the Recognition of Service Excellence Awards. It's for the hospitality community. It's really to elevate and to showcase those that are giving or providing exemplary service in the Boise metro area. So everyone from servers, bartenders to, you know, housekeeping, maintenance, transportation, if you have an Uber or Lyft driver or taxi driver, across the board, we'd like to honor and recognize them.
So are you in the process of getting those nominations right now?
Yes. So that's our first deadline. The event's not until April 13th, but right now, February 10th, until then, we are accepting nominations. You can just go to boise.org and the nomination's pretty clear right there on the front page.
And what a great way to recognize, you know, that industry. I mean, it's a huge industry here in our area.
It absolutely is. And they do such a fantastic job. But it really just shows, I mean, we are a welcoming community. And it really continues to kind of elevate that welcoming nature of Boise and the whole metro area as a whole.
So people can, as you said, go to boise.org and they can just fill out a nomination there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Great.
Love it.
And I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this new idea. Sounds really interesting. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Executive Director of the Boise Convention and Visitors Bureau, Carrie Westergaard. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.